Hello, my name is Philip Richardson. I am currently pursuing my doctorate in music here at the music department at UC Santa Barbara. I was born 29 years ago, not in California, not in the United States. No, I'm originally from Austria in Europe. I was born in Vienna, and I discovered the piano approximately at the age of, I would say, 3, 4 years. The way this happened was that I visited my grandparents. They had an old piano. I just touched a couple of keys, and that was the beginning of a very, very long love affair. So my parents decided to send me to a piano teacher when I was 5 years old. That's how I received my first piano lesson. I enjoyed it a lot, even though it was tough at times. And I kept playing for years and years, and I kind of moved up musically. At the age of 12, I won my first competition. That was a national music or piano competition in Austria. I got a first prize. A couple of years later, I started to perform regularly on stage. I attended master classes with different pianists and artists all over Europe. And when I was 17, I finally got admitted to the University of Music and Performing Arts in my hometown in Vienna. That is a very prestigious school in Europe, so I was very proud when I actually passed the admission exam. And I studied piano performance there for 7.5 years. I studied with a German pianist. His name is Michael Christ. He was my teacher for 7 years. I got a bachelor's degree in 1998, then a master's in 2000. And after that, I actually decided to take some time off. I had a break of about 2 years, and I dedicated this time to studying musicology a little bit. So I didn't spend much time during those years performing or playing the instrument. No, I just wanted to discover the theoretical background of music, and I enjoy that a lot too. After 2 years, however, I kind of missed the piano so much so that I decided to get back to it. And in addition to this, I moved to California. That was in early 2002. I lived in Santa Monica first. I studied business for a little bit at Santa Monica College. Just another incredible and incredibly exciting experience. Then I got myself a job at a large music conservatory, a private music school called Pasadena Conservatory of Music in Pasadena. I served on faculty there for about 2 years, and then I decided to get back to school and to go for my doctorate in music, and that's what I'm currently doing. I applied to different schools all over the state. I got admitted to other schools as well, such as USC, for instance, but I picked Santa Barbara just because I, first of all, really love the environment, the beaches, and the people around here, and the campus itself. And I also very much appreciate my current teacher's teaching style. He's an excellent pianist. His name is Paul Berkowitz from Canada, and he's also a great teacher and pedagogue, and I feel I'm learning a lot. And this current year is my first year here. It's been a beautiful, a wonderful experience so far. And my recital tonight is all about one composer. It's all about Beethoven. Now, before I start talking about the pieces I will perform, I would like to briefly mention this very special connection that exists between me and Beethoven. Of course, we didn't know each other. Beethoven died 200 years ago or 180 years ago. No, what connects us is the city of Vienna. Beethoven lived in Vienna for 35 years. I was born in Vienna. Beethoven died in Vienna. He's buried there. So his music reflects something that is very, very Viennese in a way. Whenever I play Beethoven, I feel somehow reminded of Austria and of Vienna. I've played my first piece written by Beethoven when I was, I believe, 6 or 7 years old. So we kind of got friends a long time ago. And as this composer is so special to me and means so much to me, I decided to dedicate my entire first recital to him and play only works that were composed by Beethoven tonight. Maybe as a quick explanation for you, whenever a student here at UCSB wants to have a Doctor of Musical Arts degree in piano, he or she has to play 5 times. We all have to play 5 recitals. This is my first recital tonight. And I kind of like the idea of presenting only one composer for my first recital and then maybe move on to others for the second, third, and the other recitals. The first piece I will be playing is the Sonata Opus 7 in E flat major. That is one of Beethoven's early works. He composed it when he was a young man. And it's an incredibly joyful and delightful piece. It has a very cheerful opening in E flat major, of course. Then a kind of thoughtful second movement, and then moves on to a third movement in a minuet style. And the last movement is called rondo, so it is like almost like a cheerful, joyful dance or something like that. The Sonata Opus 7 is one of my absolute favorite sonatas. I heard it for the first time when I was, I think, 12 years old. I kind of fell in love with it instantly. It's been a dream for me for many years playing and performing this sonata on stage in front of an audience. I started working on it very recently, about 4 or 5 months ago, and now this dream comes true, and I really look forward to playing it for you very soon.
Thank you.
The second work I decided to play tonight is called Eroica Variations, or to be precise, 15 Variations and Fugue. upon the Eroica theme. Now, I'm sure that when I say Eroica, that probably rings a bell for most of you, because his Eroica Symphony is one of the most popular pieces that have ever been written. The symphony, however, was composed after the variations. The Eroica variations have 35 as their opus number, and the symphony is opus 55. So what this means is that Beethoven probably got attracted by the variations so much that he decided to kind of get back to the idea a couple of years later, and that's when he actually composed the symphony. I, as a pianist, cannot perform the symphony for you, but I can and I will perform the variations, which start off with some sort of introduction, then present the theme, a glorious, a joyful theme in E flat major. After that, you hear 15 variations and then a fugue, something rather old-fashioned. Fugues were not composed at that time. Bach composed fugues, Handel composed fugues. We usually don't expect a classical composer like Beethoven to compose a fugue, but he does, and it's a great fugue. And once the fugue is over, he adds a coda, a separate ending, and that is very interesting too. The coda covers, well, I'd say approximately 2 or 3 pages. And all this shows how many thoughts, how many musical thoughts and ideas Beethoven wanted to show in this piece. And that's something that has fascinated me ever since I first got to know the Eroica variations. It's a long piece, it's a difficult piece, but it's highly enjoyable for the pianist, and I hope you will enjoy it too.
Thank you. Thank you.
last work I'm going to perform tonight is one of the most famous music pieces that have ever been written. I'm going to play Beethoven's Piano Sonata Opus 57 in F minor, called the Appassionata. Appassionato in Italian means passionate, and this piece is all about passion. It is said that Beethoven wrote the Appassionata after a fight with one of his donors, one of the people who supported him professionally, who gave him money. And this donor, at a party, wanted to force Beethoven to play for French soldiers. The French at that time had occupied Austria. So he wanted to force him to play for them, and Beethoven, as we all know, was a very moody person. He didn't want. So he refused, and they had an argument, and at the end of this argument, he just ran away. He ran home, he went home, and on his way home, he, as it is said, composed the Appassionata. It's a very passionate piece. It starts mysteriously in F minor. We don't really know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, after a couple of measures, it explodes. And after that, it's one climax, one explosion after the other. It's a thrilling piece. When the first movement is over, totally unexpectedly, we get a calm second movement, introducing a theme, repeating it, and then returning to the variations scheme that Beethoven has used so much. So the second movement consists of a theme and of a couple of variations. It is calm, it is quiet, it is peaceful. And then at the end, at the very end of that movement, he just all of a sudden opens the third movement with a fortissimo phrase. Fortissimo means very loud. So it's a powerful opening of the last movement. It's an incredibly fast movement. It's thrilling, maybe even more thrilling than the first movement. It has a huge climax towards the end, and it's usually a piece that just thrills people when you play it, because of its end. When you get to the end, you have those F minor fortissimo chords that you just bang into the piano, and people all over the world love it. Not just the chords, of course, they love the entire piece. But it's a real challenge for the pianist. It gets very, very tiring towards the end, especially in the third movement. But as I love challenges and I love Beethoven, I decided to pick this as my final piece for this evening, and I hope you all can share a little bit of that passion that Beethoven indulged in when he wrote this piece.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.